Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Love Leiter in those, you know, against those lefties, and he's done a really nice job for us all year. Just wasn't his day.
And the walk that Wesneski gave up, is that sort of an indication maybe he's tiring at that point?
I think we had just a mapped out plan of, like, he had given us what we needed, and I thought he threw the ball great, and his strength is against righties and Leiter's against lefties, and trying to match up strength on strength with knowing we've only got, you know, two innings really to cover, two and a third. Felt like those guys like Adbert and Leiter could do that. They did that. Been doing that really nicely. And just, like I said, he hung a split to low, got up the jet stream, and then obviously series ball. Just not his day.
That's David Ross talking about taking Hayden Wesneski out of the game. Interesting how we were just talking about Phoenix, and now we hear Phoenix in the background.
Noise.
Right? No, Studs intended that, but that was...
He didn't.
Probably not. Usually
I didn't, actually. I didn't make the connection in my own head.
You're supposed to say, yes, Studs, you planned it out.
No,
yes,
I'll take credit when I deserve it.
They're French, right? Phoenix?
Yes.
I think, okay. So I thought. Yeah, so David Ross was talking about his process.
Feels Latin to me.
Now, is it his process? Is it the front office's process? Is it the pitching infrastructures? Where does one start and the other end? And how does the collaboration work? Well, this morning when Ron Coomer was on from his hotel room in San Diego and talking to Mully and Haw, he told an interesting story about how some of those decisions maybe have been made or tried to have been made in the past.
I don't know how involved for any organization, not just the Cubs, but any organization, the front office gets involved with the manager in game. I do not know that. And I mean that literal. I do not know that. I've heard of it from one of my friends one time about a different organization, and he is no longer managing, and that's Joe Madden. Joe's biggest issue was he got a call from the front office in game saying they wanted him to do this and that, and he hung up the phone on him basically and told him, don't ever call me again in the dugout. You stay up in your suite. I'll be in the dugout. I'll run the game. We can talk after. And, you can see how well that went over, but I think he made it two more weeks. But I understand that, and I think that's, you know, there's the manager has to be able to manage the game. He's there with everybody, right? He's in the dugout. He's got he should have the feel of the team. I think that's his job. Don't do his job from the suites up above. That would be my take on it. I couldn't imagine that happening.
Tu sabe.
Mm-hmm. But he did say different organization.
Right.
He did.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a Tampa Bay.
Okay.
But
come on.
It tracks.
It tracks because we know that Joe was very vocal about some of the issues that he had with the front office being an interloper into what he thinks is the manager's domain. And he is steadfast in this. In fact, when his book came out, I interviewed Joe. We had a nice conversation about a whole lot of stuff, including the opening over on the South Side at the time. And you'll hear Joe basically say exactly what Coomer was talking about.
It's in small doses. It's very small. To think that you could present a dissertation and have it impact the player, it's not true. There's a lot of, say, the Latin kids, it's very difficult because they're not used to digesting all this stuff. And for that matter, I mean, a lot of guys that I've known from the United States that just don't want or need that much. Just give me a nugget. What happens, whenever a relief pitcher comes in a game, everybody gathers around the iPad now or talk to the hitting coach about, well, what does this guy have? What does he do right here? Enough. That's all that's needed right there. It's as opposed to this 20-minute meeting before the game begins where everybody gets together on a daily basis that could become obtrusive. And it kind of wears you out mentally. So it's about nuggets. It's to know how to distribute your information. It's not to try to show everybody all that you know. It's trying to reduce your information to the point where it can be utilized. When things get hot, brother, you're not out there like going through this litany of what was said to you before the game. You need one thought, one thing that gets you right in that moment that permits you to do what you do best and not try to avoid what the hitter does best.
All right, I have to ask this next question selfishly, Joe. As a White Sox fan, they have a managerial opening. I'm just wondering, would you be open to talking to the White Sox?
Like I said, I'm open to talking to anybody, Lawrence. Honestly, I don't reach out. I have an agent that does that to different groups. And right now, I have not been contacted by anybody. And I'm okay with that. I was waiting for the season to conclude. And I thought maybe at this point you might hear from some folks. And it still may be that way. But my biggest thing is, just like I said earlier, I want all this stuff out there now. I don't want to interview under false pretenses. I don't want to even think about working someplace where, again, I have to be viewed as a middle manager where you're worried about, worried is the right word, what the front office is going to be thinking about it and how you have to really guard against doing certain things because it's going to draw ire, quite frankly. So it really comes down to that. And I don't like that method. I never worked under that until more recently. And even with the Cubs, the last year, I talked about that in the book too, with Theo, it got different. And at that point there, I didn't feel like I could be myself as a manager. And if you can't feel that way, if you can't feel that authenticity, it's really difficult to do that job.
So there you have it. I mean, it's
right there.
It's right there. And for those of you who are like, no, it was Anaheim. Yeah, that incident probably did happen in Anaheim because he did think that when he was going there, that he was going to basically be the baseball guy. And then they kind of were like, well, no, we're going to start adding in the front office. But as he said, towards the end with Theo, it got different. But
authenticity has a chance to repeat itself.
But it got different because they weren't trusting his gut as much as he trusted his gut. And I think they realized that they won a World Series with a lot of managerial mistakes made. They figured that out. And that's why the relationship soured, or they're like, we gave you the opportunity to do the stuff you wanted to do, and it almost cost us.
I mean, the way that I feel about Joe is probably going to, it's probably not going to end up with him getting an opportunity to manage again. But I do think that there are some merits to what he's saying. It's when you've had success the way that he's had it, it's hard to kind of put the genie back in the box. And when did I say box? Shout out to Parkins. That's unfair.
Box.
That's unfair. Sorry, Danny.
Put the genie in the box. Put the box into the car. Sorry.
And who let the brooms out?
Who let the brooms out? Who? Who? I'm Sean Morash.
That's what happened. They rubbed the box. Get careful.
And then the brooms came out.
The genie came out of the box.
The brooms.
And then opened the closet.
Genie, clean this floor.
First wish, let the brooms out already.
Who let the brooms out?
This show is so stupid.
Oh, we need Pandora's bottle. Where's Pandora? Yeah, she's half in her bottle again.
You know her.
Listen to me. All I got left is hope.
That's it.
All I got is hope.
You guys have ruined it all.
Everything else are released out of the world. Stupid bastards.
I just think that
who wants to go to a diner grill?
Dinner grill. I only call it dinner grill. Just Pandora hung over a diner grill. Screw all you guys. I'm holding on to this hope thing.
That's all I got left.
You guys wanted it. I gave it to
you. There you go. Hope you have fun.
Enjoy all of that.
I'm hungover. Come on time and play hard.
Nothing's been truer. Speaking of which, the person who gave us that quote, I think it'll be difficult for him for some of the same reasons. And I think that they're both I think both guys have valid points of view.
Where Ozzy, I make the
lineup. Right. But front offices would like more control with their manager. The problem is your front office filled with competent people?
Ah, yes, that. Well.
That's the question. and if like, put yourself in the shoes of Joe Maddon or Ozzie Guillen, and you go, let's put my resume up against your resume.
Oh, that reminds me of when Ozzie talked about, and I think it was with Mullion Hall here on the score, about the interview process. Or no, it was with AJ Pierzynski on Foul Territory, maybe, but whatever. He talked about the interview process and kind of called out, like, oh, these guys were interviewing me and I know more about the game than them. Like, that was the sentiment.
I think that is a fair, like, when you've been a World Series winning manager, to whatever level that you're going to give the manager credit for winning the World Series, when you've had success like that, and in Ozzie's case, like, you also played for 37 years in the league, and you sit down in a room and you look at the guy who's interviewing you, like, let's just say, I don't know, let's say it's Rick Hahn, okay?
A nice neutral example.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, let's, and you're looking at his resume as general manager and your resume as manager, and you're like, why would I listen to you? I know I have to listen to you because you're the guy that's going to give me the job, but I would want the same level of autonomy based on my resume versus your resume.
And the problem
is, it's not unreasonable, but it will not allow for either one of those men to get hired.
Right. It's different when it's coming from Theo. That's a different message. Like, look, we're putting this together. We're certain guys are here to do certain things, and we know why we brought them in. We know the situations in which we expect them to be used. And the amount of playing time, where they play, that there is a method to this.
How often they play.
Right. There's a method to this. And we're going to make sure that, I mean, it's your lineup, but we have to be on the same page when it comes to why certain players are here to do certain things.
Because he gets on base.
Right.
It's extremely hard.
Or like Leury Garcia is a 26th man who is here to be a 26th man.
Yeah.
He's here in case of emergency, and that's all.
Yeah, but the manager really liked him. Then again, the general manager gave him a 3-year, $20 million deal. They didn't make the same mistake with Hanser Alberto.
No. Nope.
So I give them credit.
Who was DFA'd today, if you're just joining us. Hanser Alberto is not going to darken the
door. Just emptying the clip today, huh? That's great.
Kind of cruel.
Yeah, it feels good. Brad, what are you going to do? His job is gone.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And
Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.